Hello, friends and fellow adventurers. Welcome to the Min-Max Podcast. We want to thank you for joining us, and you do so as we continue Bloodlords. As always, we'd like to invite you to come join our Discord, where you can hang out with us and other listeners of the show. And if you'd like to do a little financial support our way, you can check out our Patreon, and a shout-out to all of those at our Lich level and above. Rock Jedi, Wolf, Blood on the Slump, Thunder Mammoth, The Trevor Project, Das Chris, Fizzgig, AC Golder, Eric R, Ope just gonna skip right past you there, Indie Link, Tawdry Monster, Mercutio, Angel Shadow Art, Cyrendon, The Necromancer Forever, Doc Holliday, Corey, Robert T, Jason K, Dicky Lopez, Bobson Dugnut, Ricky Ropebridge, Alex K, Doma Alaka, Frank L, Just Mike Works, Ross D, Argoon's Long Lost Elbow, Big Deer, Zach S, Jimmy H, Mr. Turtle, Sleeve, Darren, Caleb W, Pickle, Mr. Grimm, Firedown, M54 Ewas, Jameson S, Eric R, +24 Salmon of Whack, I'm Not a Robot, George F, Leo Hart, Hard, Witch Hunter, Jeremy D, Matthew M, Scott E, Progeny of Cthulhu, Liz Giggles, Calistria Specialty, Brandon K, Gringus Maximus, Andrew G, Ebon Flames, Booming Thunder, Henry, A School of Fish, Ice and Jam, and Chris W. Thank you all so much for your support. And now a recap of session 51. After defeating some vampire spawn, we find the dead benefactor. Lucan pulls a stake from his chest, and he says something cryptic. Seems to be another haunt, but this one just does negative damage, so we're unaffected. We gather up some clues, and it seems this benefactor was not actually the one who did the poison plot. Iron Tavia came here looking for info about what she was. He didn't know, and she killed him. We discuss a bit and decide to take over this estate and lease it to the Carters Consortium. Lucan writes some letters. Meanwhile, Shara unstakes the vampire down in the basement and learns some additional info. Shara lets this vampire go free. Lucan impersonates the benefactor and sets forth a plan for this village to survive until some reinforcements arrive. That night, Sawama from the village comes to our camp and gives us some more information. They also let us know that Grella, the vampire Shara released, told everyone that the benefactor is dead, but has taken it upon herself to protect the village in his stead. We meet back up with Bedless and head off to a cool trade city built in the unfinished ruins of a giant statue.
All right, so you have about 4 days of travel ahead of you. You can squeeze in some downtime activities if you would like. Otherwise, we can get right into the Hollow Flesh Market. I don't know why I said it like that.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, I gotta hold on nothing.
Hey, how long until level 9?
Soon.
Tonight or like in a week or two?
A week, maybe two, maybe three.
Yes.
Fuck, maybe August.
I like it. Okay.
Yes.
So you're saying it depends on how much RPing we do?
Huh?
Yes.
How quickly we move the story along?
You have to RP to get the information to move forward, though.
Yeah, that's what we got to do. That's funny for it.
So after the 4 days travel, you come up to Hollow Flesh Market. Hollow Flesh Market is interesting because it is a series of broken stone pillars leaning precariously against weathered walls all across the countryside, but they stand over this marketplace with a cavernous structure, and that structure resembles an open chest cavity. There are ramshackle stalls that are shaded by tarps and scrap quilts that offer an odd variety of goods. There's jewelry of polished bone, scrap metal, and fresh lake clams, stained funeral clothing. They're anything you can think of. It's all on display here, and merchants hawk their wares. So this is a market inside of a chest cavity that was supposed to be a giant shrine and the image of the god lounging all along the landscape.
I love it.
Okay.
As you walk into the market, somebody that catches your eye, a sallow woman that is swaddled in dark robes, beckons passerby to view her selection of unusual ingredients. Dark stitches run along her face as though she were sewn together from disparate pieces. And she reeks of embalming herbs.
Cool. Very zombie.
Frog's eyes. Made in finger bones. Saltpeter. Fresh dug earthworms. Best quality and lowest prices you'll get from here to Makata.
Selvig looks over at you.
That's Thulga. She's a good contact to start asking about Iron Tavia. Let me know if she tries to sell you weapons or armor. She's owed some extreme consequences if she peddles so much as a dagger.
Selvig then turns away. He walks into one of the market stalls, into the maze, and he disappears. And this woman continues to hawk in front of you. There's a pretty decent press of people here. There's a couple of hundred folks in this marketplace. Before you decide what you want to do, because that's where Seldig prods you, Hollow Flesh Market has all common items up to level 10 available to you. And the chance of a rare item being here is greatly increased.
We sell some stuff and see how much gold we're sitting on.
Yeah, I'm kind of looking through to see if there's anything I want. In the meantime, we can go speak to this Tholga.
Talking Tholga.
Well, I feel like we need to talk to her before we move on to selling Montage and buying Montages.
Hello. I take it you have excellent wares.
Of course. The finest herbs.
I'm looking for something a little more ephemeral. Information, actually.
Oh, info. Well, that's fine. I like the gossip.
Excellent.
What do you want to gossip about?
We're looking for someone, and we hear that you have excellent information. One hag, Iron Tavia. Probably dead now. Well, certainly dead now. But still up and about.
Never heard of her. Hag.
I pull out 10 gold. Never heard of her. Are you sure?
How about seeing her?
I really want to take that from you, but I actually haven't heard of her.
Oh, I thought we were haggling.
No, the wares aren't on the shelf. There's nothing for you to haggle for on that one. Never heard of her.
You know, so there's a pun in there somewhere. Anyway, that's unfortunate. We suspect she came through here. She would be very distinctive looking.
Oh, I see a lot of people. What she look like?
I describe what Sawama had described.
A large undead hag.
Yeah, a large undead hag.
Your run-of-the-mill hag.
Perhaps a week ago? A
few weeks ago. I mean, there's lots of kinds of hags.
This one doesn't even know what she is.
She doesn't know she's a hag.
She knows she's a hag, but there's more to it.
She's an undead hag.
Oh. No, there isn't, eh?
Yes.
Well, and you said doesn't know what kind. She don't know. Do you know?
No, she's on a quest to determine what she is, and we're on a quest to find her.
I do like gossip. Interesting. Wait. I think there's been this thing going around. This thing happened in the last few weeks. And people are getting skittish. More merchants are packing up shop and gonna head out of town. People are losing memories. Forgetting the tasks, what they're doing, where they're going.
And she shrugs.
It's weird, but it's a problem. It's making people uneasy. And a lot of people have been going missing, you know? Stalls unoccupied.
Maybe I missed it, but what makes this connected?
Happened around the same time. You say you're looking for this big lady. She came in a few weeks ago. I'm saying this whole thing started a few weeks ago, and there's been weird things with memories going disappearing on people. I don't know.
How tangential.
Do we know anything about hags and memories? Does the type of hag she was?
She was an Anus hag. You've done a lot of checks on Anus hags. No. Anus hags don't have any tie-in to memories. Not like that. Not at all.
It's the missing people that most of us are worried about.
And by missing, you mean completely missing? No dead bodies showing up or anything?
No.
Just gone.
Gone. This is a big place, you know. There's a lot of tunnels, catacombs, places that were designed to be, you know, church places inside this, whatever this was supposed to be, I don't know. But just, you know, there's lots of nooks and crannies to get lost in, or to hide in. Maybe talk to Atbog. He's around. He walks around the outside and sees all the things that happen.
All right. We will take your advice. Much appreciated.
Did you need alchemical supplies?
Kix, need any alchemical supplies?
No, I can make my own. I can't just make my own, but I'll be back.
Opunk's the old bald man. Long, dark beard down to his chest. He's a druid. He's dressed in all leathers. He sells produce. You can't miss him. He doesn't have a stall. You have to just kind of wander around until you find him. Sorry, he's druidy like that.
Well, we're off.
When you get into Hollow Flesh Market, it was about 10 a.m. You want to do your shopping now, or do you want to keep tracking down this lead?
Maybe a bit of both.
This guy was, like, around the outside of town?
Hey, he's around is the problem. He's a druid. He usually sells baskets full of produce, but he also goes out into the wild to pick his daily harvest, I suppose. He'll likely be around noon or 1 o'clock when he gets back from that to start selling. So you have a few hours.
Then I guess we start selling our shit.
Yeah, that's what I'd say.
That way we'll be in the market, and we should hopefully notice when he comes back.
Yeah, and you'll just catch him. So while you're shopping, let's go ahead and just build in 2 hours here at this moment. This is where you did your shopping. No, you need a full day. Because you guys have a lot of shit to sell, don't you?
Yeah, but it doesn't have to be all in one day. We just get started, and then we'll do more later.
That's a good point. You do, after a few hours, about 2 o'clock, took a while to track him down, but you find him. His name is Atbog. He's a human druid. Here's Atbog.
A human?
A quick human.
He's so fast!
Gotta go fast.
Samuel Jackson, the druid.
He does kind of look like Samuel Jackson.
Kind of looks like Sam Jackson, the druid, doesn't he? Do you guys approach him?
Yeah, if we see him while we're out doing stuff, absolutely.
Apples. I've got apples. Hello, I've got apples. You, folks, would you like some of my apples?
Sure. I don't know. Kix, do you want an apple?
I'd love an apple.
Yes, an apple.
I've been eating jerky for the last 10 years.
I'll buy a couple apples for Kix.
Three apples.
Three apples. Beautiful. He pulls them out. They're gorgeous red shiny apples. Hand them over. Three copper pieces.
I pull out three copper pieces because I don't think a druid can be bought. It's going to give him more, but no, he's a druid. We'd also like some information that we hear you might have, Atbog.
And he's about to turn and walk away, feeling like the transaction was completed. Information?
Yes, we were told to come see you by Stitchface.
It was like Olga or something.
Tholga?
Tholga!
Tholga!
Tholga! Love Tholga. Wrote a little bit of a rocky past that one, but she's been on the up and up for a while now.
We've all got our past, darling.
That's what all of you undead always tell me. Anyways, so no more apples, but you want information? Look,
yes.
I've got to sell these apples before they go rotten, go bad, so I'm going to go ahead and start hawking.
Well, what if I buy your time?
Oh.
Well, how much for all of your apples?
Oh, yes, all the apples, sure.
Either or. Both?
Here's 5 gold. Give me the apples or don't.
Oh, fine. Yeah. And he hands you the basket, takes the 5 gold.
I hand them right over to Kix. Enjoy.
Kix, you gonna make an apple pie or something?
I'll make some preserves.
There you go.
I gotta go back to the alchemy lab.
So he's got crafting.
Now all of your potions taste like apples. Yeah, every single potion, just get some apple juice squeezed into
that's
it.
That's your signature.
Yeah.
Yeah, I described the same thing. We're looking for an undead hag. We think she came in a couple weeks ago. Perhaps it's coinciding with when people started to disappear. Volga said such and such, and so we're asking you.
Yes, yes. I did see that woman.
Oh.
I've been thinking for some time that the thoughtlessness that is going around started just after she came into the Hollow Flesh Market. I just keep forgetting to do anything about it.
Well, that sounds on point.
I suppose it does. Well, thanks for coming to me about it. And the 5 gold, obviously, too.
Yes, of course. Well, we're here to do something about it.
I remember this. She was headed in the direction of the Vine Steps. They lead to the catacombs beneath the market. Goodness, I don't believe I even saw her leave. She may still be there, but I don't remember.
Well, we certainly appreciate the information, and I ask him to, you know, detail, tell me how to get to this place.
He does, and before you leave, he moves in. Oh, and the Vine Steps have this overgrowth, and they may have attracted some dangerous natural attention. Be wary.
I'm good with vines.
Well then, have a good day. And he's got a spring in his step. He just sold all of the apples he picked. It was his first sale. 5 gold and 3 copper. That's a good day.
What's a druid doing wanting money?
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna sell his apples. I bought all his apples so I can sell his apples.
Now you're gonna sell them.
2 copper apiece.
Cornered the market on apples.
Yeah.
Anybody want this Spirit Sight crossbow? I only have like a plus 12 to hit with it versus my plus 17 for my normal weapon, so I'm not very
12.
Good.
12. Woof.
I'm not raising my dex above 14, so.
Yeah, we have no use for it. No use
for it. We
have
no dex users.
I'd say just sell it because it's awesome, but yeah, we don't really use it.
It's worth 225 gold to sell. Sucks to do it because it's a really cool weapon. If Gerdrug was here, he would totally take it.
That's not even like it's not even worth it for the looking through the ethereal plane part of it either.
Nah.
When have we ever needed to look through the ethereal plane?
I'm sure it's coming up, but whatever.
No, it's
we'll
fine.
Deal with it then.
Last adventure. That was about the last time you needed to worry about it.
Yeah. What are the chances we get 2 adventures in a row that you need to do it?
How many cockatrices have you run across?
I don't want to talk about that.
So many cockatrices. That really isn't even enough money to buy anything.
I have an item I'm buying.
What you getting?
What you getting?
Boots abounding.
Nah, dude, get these instead. I just want to see the Flash meets Skeleton.
Thunderblast slippers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay, let's take a look at these. It's a 9th level item. I don't have money for that. How much is it?
650 or something.
650. I'll lend you some if you need. There's nothing I need.
If you want it.
No.
Yeah.
There's no movement speed bonus.
All it gives you is a +2 to back acrobatics.
Yeah. Yeah, but you get to shoot yourself forward for six, and then go boom.
For 2d6 bludgeoning and 2d6 sonic damage with the DC 20. Oh, that's not going to be that helpful. DC 25.
Hey, fuck you. I thought they were cool. They're like little Nike shoes. Nike slippers.
Yeah, that DC is too fucking low, though. They need higher DCs on items. I feel like all the items have low fucking DCs.
How much gold does everybody have?
Just 400.
Yeah, I got about 500.
I have about 400, just short.
Spencer's over there with like over 1,000.
I have 800.
I have 800.
Oh, sorry. I have more than that because I have 27 platinum. So yeah, I have 1,000. Never mind.
Tyler! Arius is buying Boots Abounding, 7th level item for 340 gold.
It's almost one of those like go-to items. I just like, okay, yep. It's really useful for just about anybody. Just here's an extra 5 feet of movement. Here you go.
Thunder Blast slippers.
Yeah, those are what Spencer's buying.
No, I'm not kidding. I don't want to put myself in combat faster.
And my movement speed's now 35 feet.
You can do better.
Nice.
When's Ted's monk coming out and just having like 50 speed by like level 5?
I don't like monks. They're boring.
I don't know if I've even looked at the monk for Tui.
Like, I always have, like, good plans for, like, how they're gonna play out, but it just never works that well. I always end up dying.
Yeah, monks have not done well in our podcast, guys. I wouldn't have them go that way.
We're 0 for 2 for monks right now. Let's just keep it.
Yeah, how many monks have we had?
Wait, who's the other monk?
Which one are
Track
you thinking?
Maruk and Kestrel. Yeah.
Oh, Kestrel is a monk, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Track Maruk. Sorry.
I love how each of you were forgetting a different one.
Yeah, I forgot a different one. I was like, well, there's that silly Minotaur.
I mean, the third time's the charm, right? So whoever builds the next monk will actually survive? Maybe? Probably not. Probably not.
Maybe. Probably not.
Could get my horse some horseshoes of speed that I never really get to use.
Like, you have a horse? What? Oh, you mean the thing we leave outside everywhere we go?
No, we don't leave it outside. It collapses, and I put it in a bag.
Yeah. Okay, I do go find something to buy.
Find something?
I want to buy a second level wand for 160 gold, a wand of Long Strider.
Oh, there you go.
That way I can give Sundrinker plus 10 movement speed for 8 hours so we can travel faster.
Celtic will be very happy with that purchase.
I assume I'm able to find one.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
I think I'm holding on to my money for now. I don't have enough to really make it worth it at the moment. So, the vine steps or whatever they're called?
Yeah, and while you all were shopping around, you got the idea really quickly from the vendors, chatter, just overhearing things while you're going stall to stall. Nobody goes into the underground of the market anymore, or any of the catacombs. There were a lot of people who lived there, for those who are regulars and stuck around, but no one goes down there anymore. They call it the under market.
The under market.
If you want, you could try to talk to some of those people, or you could go to the vine steps.
Let's go to the vine steps first. Let's get some action in.
The chambers beneath Hollow Flesh Market are extensive. They have a few different entrances. The vine steps indicate this section of the structure that has 4 sets of stairs leading into the undermarket, but the exterior is starting to become overgrown with vines and plants.
Oh, and what time is it? Is it nighttime?
Yeah, it would be around 7 p.m. Let's say 7 or 8 after dusk.
All right, good.
You're here. You're at the entrance, the vine steps, this area of the Hollow Flesh Market. The vine steps lead into the undermarket, where there were a lot of residences, or where people lived, I should say. How do you approach?
Well, due to the fact we have no stealth and no one to search things, we just start walking.
Start walking.
Hey, I got a 13. Look how stealthy I am. Will I stealth for you guys? No.
Okay, as you're walking closer to the stairs, you get closer, and the vines that are surrounding and are around the steps begin to undulate, and these creatures appear.
And how far outside of town is this?
This isn't outside of town. This is just on the other side of the entrance. Trying to think of body relation, because you were in the chest cavity for the market. This would be like his shoulder.
All right.
For entrance, so it's on the north side. We're going to need initiative from everybody. I'm going to show a picture of these guys at the party.
Sick.
That's what we're fighting? Or that's
this
just
thing looks like it's gargantuan.
It looks gargantuan, and I had this issue when I was looking at this art, too. It looks gargantuan, but the creature is only large in size.
All right.
The vines come alive, and this creature has a wooden body. His skin is like bark and texture. It has a face, and it turns, it looks, and it shouts. one of the other stairwells also has one of these creatures. They begin speaking to each other in a language that none of you understand.
Are you sure?
What do we look like, the wizard?
Yeah.
I don't even know what languages I speak. Common and Necrol. Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Makes it easy.
That minus one int really gives me a lot of languages to speak.
Roll for initiative. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't. They're like the things popped out and they started speaking gravelly tongues to each other, and they look like they're going to move into attack Shara and Arius, who walked up to the stairs first. Lucan gets to act first, however, with his initiative. Lucan, top round one.
Giant dead birch-looking plant guys versus giant dead rosebush-looking plant guy.
Yes.
Oh, I want to make a battle cry at him.
Battle cry. Okay. What you got?
How about a 34?
A 34 is a success.
Just a regular success? Well, he's frightened one.
Frightened one.
Okay. I want to do a little bit of tandem movement. Sundrinker is going to move to the south. And Lucan's going to just kind of follow behind, right behind. We're just going to move together like that. Then we're going to use two actions to act together. And I'll start with the good old electric arc. One of the best spells. Reflex saves for most of these trees.
I mean, there's two of them. They're right there.
Why can I not see the second one?
It's around the corner.
No, I see him.
Is it out of my line of sight?
Yeah, it's probably, yeah, it's out of your line of sight. All right, well, one of them gets a 14, and the other gets a 24.
Well, that's a critical failure and a success. So here's damage.
I wonder what your AC is.
It's 15 damage, so double to one of them after the other. That averages out to normal. And then with Sundrinkers, single action from act together, they will, I guess, lash out at the one. Oh, wow. Okay, they're both still barely injured. That's cool. All right, well, then let's focus fire. We'll attack the one that Shara and Arius are next to. And what would you do against a tree? I guess slashing? We'll do slashing.
Axe slashing.
Axes are slashing. Looks like I'm going to miss with a 22.
A 22 will miss.
That's my turn.
All right.
Just going to note the reason they critically failed their reflex save.
Was because of the frightened. Nice.
Yes, that free action battle cry.
Well done, Moonlight.
Well, it works even better with Shara, because if they're right next to me, on their turn, they don't automatically decrease. So that's why I never used it with Moonlight, was because most of the time they went before I did and it didn't make a difference.
Oh, whether they were frightened one for them going first, you didn't get to benefit from it.
Yeah, nobody really got to benefit from it most of the time. But here, they stay frightened as long as they're next to me.
Big deal. And that's just, what's your champion called again? A tyrant?
Yeah, it's my aura of despair.
After Lucan, that takes us over to not the one that is being attacked right now, or not the one that is right next to Shara and Arius, but the one that is covering the other stairwell. It steps out to get within range of Sundrinker, and it makes an attack on Sundrinker. 23 to hit.
That will miss.
Yeah, that'll do it. Okay, and then we're going to give it another shot. One more try. Now I rolled literally the same thing, which on the iterative is a miss. Arius.
Miss.
Arius.
It's your turn.
Arius's first action will be to move to get into flanking with Sundrinker. And then attack this frightened, flanked enemy. So actually, second and third actions will power attack. I get a 32 to hit.
32 hits.
This is slashing, and I do rough roll. 19 damage.
All right, it takes that 19 damage.
That's my turn.
That takes us over to that creature. This one uses its first two actions to use an ability called Leech Moisture on Sundrinker.
No.
It focuses intently on a single foe within 50 feet, draining moisture from the target's body. I need a fortitude save.
Okay. 37 with a nat 20.
Woo.
Yeah, that's critical success on that basic fortitude save. Sundrinker shrugs it off.
My leaves are as dry as my heart.
No moisture to drain there. Then, with its third action, it just branch attacks Sundrinker. 25 to hit.
At 25, with the new rune, is a miss. And also because of Frightened.
Frightened and the new rune, yeah. Miss by one. Damn. Okay. Well, that's its turn. And at that moment, another one covering the third set of stairs moves. It was really too far away to tell before, but it moves and it closes in. With one action, it strides. With its second action, it uses a ranged attack called Thorns. Swipes a branch and a line of sharp wooden protrusions come shooting out at Lucan.
I don't like that.
Can't roll for shit. 18.
You
to hit.
Miss Lucan?
I miss Lucan.
You miss Lucan?
Barely. That's.
That barely?
You rolled a 3 and he still barely missed you.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened.
Fucking 21 AC at level 8.
That was embarrassing, but we're going to try again, all right?
No, don't. Be too embarrassed. Run away.
No, do it again.
You're not going to miss again.
I rolled a 20 that time. Get 20 total.
Misses because of the
rune. Sorry, not in that 20.
Because of the rune 20. Again.
The rune saved you again.
Wow.
Well, then that takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
Good thing we gave you that rune.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, Shara is going to move around this frightened one, try to kind of get in a better position. And then we are going to do a little bit of Dread Marshall stance. Get a 33, that is a success.
A 33, yeah, that's definitely a success.
So, Dread Marshall aura goes up. That was two actions. Third action, we are going to raise that trusty shield.
Good old shield.
So kind of, yeah, centered myself to see if, try to take maybe some of the aggro from these guys.
Gotcha. That takes us over to Kix. Bottom around one, it's your turn.
Does an occultism check get anything from these guys for my free action? I guess it doesn't matter, I'll just roll it because I get one.
Nah, yeah, you just get it. Nature is what you need for okay. These guys.
All right, well then, what do we got? We got injured, barely injured. We're going to simply cast some things. Yeah, sorry. I'm just going to do this here. Cast Guidance on Sundrinker.
Thanks.
Cast Amped Message on Arius.
Yeah?
Yeah. Hit him, buddy.
Arius takes a swing and gets a 29 to hit.
29 hits.
Come on, roll better.
Jesus.
Oh my god.
Oh,
that is so bad.
That's a 2 and a 3 on my d12s for 10 damage.
Sundrinker, do better.
Are you doing it to me too? Hell yeah. I'll make an attack on that guy. Slashing worked last time, so we'll just do that again. Oh no, I missed. Never mind. I did do better though. I got a 35.
A 35 is a critical hit.
Critical hit! 34 slashing damage.
You get plus 2 because of me.
36.
36.
That's what I got.
That was awesome.
Good. That was solid. Well done, Kix. You got a critical hit and a hit.
I sure did.
Well done. Well done. That takes us to the top of round 2. Lucan, it's your turn.
Okay. I don't want to do this. Yeah, I really just gotta move a little bit out of harm's way, but then, like, Okay, I'm still within 30 feet of that guy. Okay. Action one, Lucan just kind of moves back, getting behind Sundrinker from this third one that popped out that I didn't know was going to be there. Action two and three, we will act together, and we'll just do another quick little electric arc, see if we can take down that one. We'll see. Gonna need a reflex save from the northernmost two.
Oh, you got a 22 and a 23.
Well, those are both failures, so they'll each take full damage of 12 electric.
The 23 failed because frightened.
Oh, frightened?
Nice. Holy shit, frightened is pulling a lot of weight this combat.
And it's still alive, unfortunately. All right. With Sundrinker's single action from Act Together, they will again strike at the one that is now badly injured. Ooh! I'm going to miss with a 22.
Yes, that will miss.
All right. That's my turn.
Okay, that's going to take us over to the one, not the one that's being beat on by Arius and Sundrinker, but the one that Shara stepped up to. It is going to use its first two actions to use that Leech Moisture ability. So I'm going to need a fortitude save from Shara.
I always roll poorly on my fortitude saves. It's so ridiculous. Fuck it, I'll take it, whatever.
You'll take the failure?
I roll a 2, because like, as soon as I click on the button, I'm like, I'm going to roll poorly on this, because I roll shitty on all of my fortitude saves.
Somehow.
Like, my best save, but I always roll shitty on it.
There you go. Take 37 negative damage.
Negative?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Sure, it doesn't affect Shara at all, obviously, because of the negative damage. The creature, it looks shocked, as much as a, you know, wood-faced creature can look shocked, and it begins to, and you can hear him communicating to the other two.
It's so much fun that creatures, like, don't know, like, they can't tell if I'm dead or undead or alive or what.
So that is gonna end him with just another attempt at a strike, which honestly they have not been really going that well for these guys. I can't roll above 6 on my first one. 24 to hit.
No.
And that takes us over to Arius. It's your turn.
Arius will take a regular swing at this guy that hopefully gonna die here soon. Well, I just crit him, so I'm really hoping. 36 to hit.
Yeah. That'll be a critical hit.
God, I can't roll for shit, though. 32 damage?
That is enough to take him down.
Okay.
And after hacking and hacking away at these things, it finally falls from the surface of the building and crashes down all of it. All of the wood makes a hollow sound when it hits the pavement.
You're gonna love what I'm about to do here. Wait, is he difficult terrain? God damn it.
Yeah, of course he is.
God damn it, that ruined it. 35 feet was gonna be just enough to get into flanking on that one. I can't. Well, with a single action, I could have done it.
With single action?
It's 35 feet.
Oh, to get that last hit.
But instead, I'm gonna have to do two actions. Is it the difficult terrain? 25. I don't even know. I didn't count it as difficult terrain. Two actions to get into flanking, though.
As I was gonna say, essentially you have to add 10 feet to it.
Yeah.
So, one action to finish that guy, second and third actions to move.
Well, that takes us over to the third tree creature, and they could kind of pursue Lucan and Sundrinker.
Oh, it's moving, is it? Is it moving? Oh.
It is moving, yes.
I'll take an attack of opportunity on it.
Oh, I see. It doesn't know about your connection, and it sees you casting the spells. So it's trying to get after you.
Ugh. Rolled a 3, though. I miss.
I will miss. Then for its second and third action, let's see if I can miss Lucan for 2 turns in a row. Wouldn't that be just...
That'd be fantastic.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
That'd be the way to go.
Not great, though. Nah, 27.
Nah. Yeah.
So this is going to be a branch strike that hits you for 18 damage.
Okay.
Bashes into your side. The last action is knockdown. So you are now prone.
All right.
That takes us over to Shara. It's your turn.
knocked you down?
I guess.
Knocked down.
Pick it up again.
So these guys are large?
And in charge.
Oh, let's see. Let's kind of pursue. I'll move over to this one that's chasing Lucan. And we are going to attempt to trip it.
After all that work Arius put into just getting into flanking, just ruined single stride action.
They're going after Lucan.
I appreciate it.
32 to trip him.
32, that is a success.
Well, he is now prone.
It is now prone. And
it is now prone and hopefully annoyed with me enough to attack me or something. And then shield.
Alright. That takes us over to Kix. Bottom around two. It's your turn.
Unleash Psyche. Followed with
Fireball.
Fireball, no. we'll just do a... I'm a cantrip boy. So we'll just hit him with the old telekinetic.
And hit the one that's prone?
Yeah. Or attempt to, at least. 28.
28 hits. That psyche is unleashed.
26 damage.
And this is slashing damage, right?
Yeah. And then I will recall teachings for an aid within 30 feet, which will likely be Sundrinker. And then be done.
Then after Kix, that takes us to the top of round three. Lucan, it's your turn.
From the ground, I guess. Assholes. I guess action one, Lucan. No, fuck, I don't need to fucking stand. I could just sit here. We got this. I will, for my first action, cast Boost Eidolon. Then action, for as a free action, I will cast Extend Boost. I need to make a nature check. I really need to buff up my nature. It's not very good.
Sure ain't.
Yeah, I definitely fail on that.
He says as he rolls a one.
But I still get the boost Eidolon. It just only lasts for a round. And I don't spend my focus point.
Even on the nat one, I guess that's nice.
Yep. Action two and three. We will electric arc the two that are living from the ground. Reflex saves. Oof.
Okay, we've got a 31 and a 17.
Well, at least it wasn't a critical success, so that's a failure and a success. I rolled poorly, 10 electric damage to the failure, 5 to the one that succeeded. Then Sundrinker will attack the one that is close by. We'll do a slashing attack.
And I'll aid it. Doesn't matter.
Nice.
I'm going to aid it even more, the
critical hit. And I get plus 2 to this damage from Shara, right?
Plus 4.
Plus 4. Yeah, hell yeah. So that's 42 plus 4. That's 46 damage, please.
Big hits.
Also, when an ally in my aura critically hits an enemy with a strike, it's frightened 1.
Oh. Well then. Now it's just frightened for the rest of combat as well.
Correct.
That's my turn.
I mean, effectively, now that you're up in its grill. Fuck, that's an effective build. I like it.
I'm really enjoying Shara.
It's a cool character.
I don't deal any fucking damage, but I'm enjoying Shara.
That takes us over to the creature that is now standing toe-to-toe with Arius. Just the two of them.
Yeah.
Can he do it? Can he hit Arius?
Probably.
Swings with the branch.
Use your skeleton bones.
27.
God damn it. By one.
By one. I still can't roll for garbage. 23 bludgeoning damage.
It's a 10 and a 5. Oh, you mean the to hit. I was going to say, that was a pretty decent attack damage roll.
The damage roll was decent, yeah.
Ouch.
Let's see. Then, with its second action, it uses another strike. This time, he tries to tangle your legs in its roots. Gets a 21 to hit.
That's a miss.
That's too bad. He's actually going to step 5 feet away from you, Arius.
That's right. Run away from me.
Alright, then that takes us over to Arius.
I move into flanking with Sundrinker.
Ha-ha!
I power attack.
No!
A hero point.
Yeah!
So that was like on the 19.
Want that. Want the crit hit on the power attack, I see.
He just wants a hit.
25 to hit.
So for the hit, that's a hit. 25's a hit. No. Buddy, that's rough.
A 1, a 3, and an 8. 17 damage.
Yeah, all that damage goes through. That takes us over to the Reaper, or the creature that is on the that is prone. They stand with their first action.
Sundrinker.
I attack. Thank you. I forgot that it had been my turn again. And that's this one that you just power attacked, right? No, it's the one that we've been attacking.
No, it's the one that is right next to us.
Yes, I hit it. Nope, that's the wrong thing. That's bludgeoning. I want slashing because that's been working. Oh my god! I miss.
All right. With its second and third action, it actually begins to flee into the woods to the west. Into the trees, or the copse of trees that it starts fleeing towards.
Okay.
Well, that's annoying.
Shara. It's your turn.
It's running away?
How fast is it running away?
It has a 25-foot movement speed.
I'll catch up to it. It's fine.
Still got one in front of you got to worry about.
No, I'll chase it down.
I guess we'll 5 foot step over to this guy. Sure, why not? Let's try to trip him. Athletics. 23
is a success.
Luckily, they have really bad reflex DCs.
That's amazing, because a 23 would not have hit if this were an attack, but it hits on the nose with reflex DC.
He is now prone. Yeah, I don't want to take an attack at -4, so I'm just going to raise my shield.
All right. Then that takes us over to Kix. It's your turn.
Telekinetic slashing.
Nice.
30 to hit.
30 hits.
26 damage.
This one's just getting cut down. You guys have plenty of slashing options on this team.
Recall teachings. Done.
That takes us to the top of round 4. Lucan, it's your turn.
All right, let's do this. So it's like 50 feet away from me, that one off in the woods?
Yeah, roughly.
Do I have a line of sight on it?
Right now? Yeah.
Do I care?
I don't know.
About a little tree that's not your tree?
Fireball.
I was going to lightning bolt it. The range of, I suppose I could Ray of Frost. That wouldn't waste a spell. It's also probably not going to kill it.
I'm going to kill it.
You're going to kill it? Yeah, no mercy.
You can Ray of Frost it if you want, but I'm chasing that fucker down.
All right, sure. Two actions.
Will Ray of Frost slow it?
Or is that if like I crit, it? Which I'm not going to. But yeah, Ray of Frost. And my attack on it is a nope.
Another 2.
Jeez. Wow.
You're still throwing
that 20 for a second.
Oh, yeah. I should probably stand up, huh? Well, with their single action from Act Together, Sundrinker will attack this one that's still here with a slash. And we'll get a 24 to hit.
24 hits on the nose.
We'll deal it 8 damage.
Ooh, snake eyes.
Plus two, you're next to me.
Oh, yeah, 10. And then with my third action, I guess Lucan will stand up. And that's it.
Then after Lucan, that takes us over to, right now, the Reaper that is being flanked and is knocked prone. It uses its first action to stand.
Attack of opportunity.
You too, Lucan. You just went.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I'll aid on this one.
31 to hit.
30.
They both hit.
There's some better damage. 21 from me.
I'll fucking take it, I guess. I rolled a 12 and a 1.
I guess. It's like, it's average damage. It's the best I've rolled all night.
Yeah. Fuck.
Yeah, your damage rolls have been rough.
That was just from it standing, and it went down a good chunk. This one is also going to begin to flee.
I really need a reaction that I can trip people.
So those two are off and away. Arius, it's your turn.
I chase him down.
You're able to get to him in...
Two actions.
Yep.
So I'll go up to the near-death one first. And third action, take a swing. Fucking hell, 23 to hit.
23 misses. But you're right up on him. That would take us to...
I should have gone for the other one first. I fucked up.
The one that Arius does not engage continues to run.
That one's probably going to get away.
75 feet farther away. Shara, it's your turn.
Yeah, I can't keep up with those guys.
Do you have some sort of convenient crossbow that you could use to shoot bolts at it?
Not at a plus 12. I wouldn't hit anyways.
Then you're just going to pass.
What's your movement speed?
20.
Oh, yeah, you're fucked.
Perdition!
Lucan, how injured are you?
I'm all right. Not very injured at all.
More or less than 24 damage?
Less.
Then I delay.
Kix, it's your turn.
So we got... Is the near-death one right where it is? Sorry.
No.
Okay. They're both okay.
It's about 50 feet further west.
Yeah, Kixit really doesn't care about some plants getting away. Whatever.
Yeah,
seems lazy. Let's them run off. Arius can go in his war mode. I am done.
All right. Lucan.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm done. I dust myself off.
Use your wand of long strider.
I don't care enough.
Just refrost them for me.
For Arius.
Just kill the one next to me.
All right, fine. As I'm dusting myself off, Arius, I see Arius who draws and I'm like, fine. And we'll shoot a ray of frost and almost certainly miss, but let's find out.
Just the laziest ray of frost or what? Just
Hey, I hit.
32 hits.
I deal 14 lazy ray of frost damage.
That's the laziest ray of frost I've ever seen. It had exactly 14 points.
I look at my finger. Maybe I should do that more often.
Arius, you could see that it was about to run, and you had the perfect opportunity to cut it down before it got away, but he just falls dead next to you instead.
Okay.
That's my turn. I'm not going to take a third action.
Arius?
I start running down the other one. I move it 105 feet. I get in front of it.
Yeah, he would be able to get in front of it with 105.
I start healing myself while Arius goes and does ridiculous things.
You want a one-on-one real quick, Ted?
Let's fucking do it.
Let's do it. Let's bash until there's one standing.
Is it going to try and run from me? Is it going to provoke, or is it going to stand and fight against me?
At this point, you've already killed the other one. It's going to stand up and fight against you.
All right.
It's weeping in some sort of tree wood language you don't understand.
I'm going to keep fighting until I can roll well on my damage. It's fine.
It's like leaking sap.
Yeah.
Jebediah is somewhere just like wishing he were there.
Oh, God, it just crit me. It has a 37 to hit.
I'm going to get done healing. We're going to be like, well, shall we go check on Arius? And he's dead.
All right, first action was the branch critical. Arius take 33 damage. I get a 37 on that.
All right.
Because they're, what, like 125 feet away?
Second attack is with its roots. It swings at you. 25 to hit?
That's a miss by one.
Ooh, okay. Then with its third action, it takes a 5-foot step back.
Dick move. It's now 5 feet closer to you guys, though. So I was out in front of it.
That's true. That's true. He did say that. Yes.
I'm not even looking.
Lucan just does.
But it's 120 feet from you, though. That's Ray of Frost range.
I mean, if it just went, I think Shara goes next. Shara will move 60 feet towards it.
Okay. Okay.
Seeing that they stopped and are actually fighting, she's going to go.
Arius?
I fucking 5-foot step and then power attack.
Step up, power attack.
28 to hit.
28 hits.
What the fuck?
I mean,
there's a 2 and a 3 and an 11. 21 damage.
It takes 21 damage. Cuts more vines off of it, standing there in the field.
Close to average damage, I guess.
Then for its turn, it will... It's going to try to do that thing it did again. 23 to hit.
No.
See, you'll be fine.
Here's where it goes back to where it was.
29.
29? 29, yeah, okay. This one, it's trying to trip you up with its roots. 19 points of bludgeoning damage, and you are now prone because with its third action, it uses knockdown.
Dick move, okay.
It's your turn. Or Shara now?
I move another 120 feet and should be right behind it.
60 feet?
Or yeah, 60 feet.
Yeah, then that top of it is Arius. It's your turn.
Stand up, power attack.
With flanking.
With flanking?
Ooh, that's
31 to hit.
31 hits.
Come on. Yes!
There's
finally! There's a 12, a 10, and a 7. I'll take that shit all day.
And that's, of course, right when you cut it down into firewood and it clatters on the ground.
I said I'd fight until I rolled well. We're good now.
Shira runs for 2 rounds, gets there, you kill it, and it's like, oh, what? Okay. And then walks back.
I need to heal myself. I took more damage chasing after it than I did during the entire combat.
I'll do a medicine check if we get 10 minutes.
I doubt there's any other creatures sitting here. So.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Outside the vine steps here, you are fine. Go down the stairs, we'll talk.
Anybody who needs it can heal 35.
I'm down 40 still.
Jeez, okay.
I will, at the start of that 10 minutes, I'm going to drop my 24 healing on you, and then I'll refocus in that 10 minutes.
I also refocused.
There, Arius, you heal 26.
I'm down 14.
Would you like to be topped off with another 10, or are you good?
Might as well.
All right. We ain't doing nothing. There's an additional 22 for you.
Yeah, I'm good.
And then we head down the stairs.
To the stairs.
Well, we continue after the trail of Iron Tavia, and she continues to be one or two steps ahead of us. Will we find her or more clues about her as we descend into the Hollow Flesh Undermarket? Find out next time as we continue Bloodlords. And until then, may you have many great adventures of your own.
It's your turn.